Is it on air? Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Liz from The Beths.
And I'm John from The Beths.
And we're having a chat to Jess about our album Jump Rope Gazers.
Congratulations on the release of Jump Rope Gazers, which is your second album, the follow-up to Future Me Hates Me, which was released in 2018. So it's been a couple years. Can you tell me a little bit about the album Jump Rope Gazers as a whole?
With this record, because it's our second album, being able to have a first album that we're kind of quite proud of and we feel is like quite consistent in in sound meant that for us we could kind of like keep some things the same and then change some things. And the things we wanted to keep the same were we wanted to make it at home in Jonathan's studio on K Road and just have it be, you know, the four of us. And the things that we wanted to kind of try to do differently or to try, I guess, were just like exploring a few different sounds and production. And also, like, we tried some things like earlier in the year, last year, we knocked out some of the internal walls of Jonathan's studio, that meant that we were all able to play together when we were tracking, which made like those parts a lot more fun. Going from, say, like learning the arrangement of the song to recording the song was quite seamless and kind of made that part of the process a bit more enjoyable and free-flowing.
The first track that we're talking about is Out of Sight. What's that one about?
I remember writing the riff when I was away on tour. It's one of the later songs because a lot of the songs on, well, some of the songs on the record are quite old. But this one, primarily I was kind of, it was when I was traveling and then also I was just away from friends who were kind of going through rough times and was like, it was just kind of this weird balance of trying to communicate with people and like try to take care of people and them trying to take care of you. It's not necessarily about that. It's more just about kind of relationships and kind of, you know, just loving people, even though it's sometimes complicated and circumstances make things hard, and just trying to be there.
I'm not forever.
So with Not Getting Excited, I think it's a song that's kind of rooted in the kind of imposter syndrome that is quite typical of young musicians, and even kind of maintains, especially for people who maybe have traditionally been excluded. So, you know, women musicians or anyone like that. And so I'm sort of speaking for Liz on this, but it's a kind of question that we get a lot, like, are you excited about X, Y, Z? And it's a question that we feel we're just not equipped to answer because we're New Zealanders and we're kind of reserved and keep our excitement kind of quietly internal. And our excitement often manifests in just like a little bit of optimism, but generally not wanting to be too committed to our excitement because disappointment could be right around the corner.
Soft. I keep my body limp and I move with the wind. I'll go where it bends and let go of the expectation. I'm not getting excited, cause the light on the fire's gonna be hiding. When it flashes at night, it's the bringer of signs. I can see through my eyelids, I know that it's time and I hold it all. But I keep my hands soft. All the answer in asking, my thoughts are red.
Jump Rope Gazers is kind of a special song to me. It was one of the earlier songs that was finished in its demo form, but I think it was always going to be on the record, which isn't the case for all of the demos that that get cut. Yeah, I think it was a little scary to make and share, just because it's quite a sincere, pretty straightforward love song. And like I feel like I've written like love songs before, but they're always kind of a bit tongue-in-cheek and they're always like kind of couched in a little bit of humor, which I like as well. I think that's something that I like when I'm listening to music. But I just wanted to write kind of like a straight up feelings song, and I'm quite proud of how it turned out. And sonically, we got to try out like some sounds that we hadn't really explored on the first record, like a bit more dreamy sounds, and kind of it's one of the sparser and slower songs on the record, and we got to play around with lots of jangly, like a bit of 12 string guitar. And
I think with Jump Rope Gazers, one thing was just getting the mood right, and I think we initially, when we took it to the band, the mood was to, because it's such a simple song, it was quite unadorned, and the mood was to kind of adorn it and give it all these details, but it didn't really need them. It just needed a quite basic groove and just a vibe, and the vibe can be brought in various ways, and you don't need to fill it up with a million notes, you know. So we tried to avoid doing that.
Acrid went through a few different stages. Like, we played Acrid. It's one of the few songs we got to play live when we were touring last year. It was kind of like we'd worked on it earlier in the year and we were trying it out, and it just wasn't quite sitting. And it was one of the first songs that we tracked in November last year when we started recording the album, and then having it not really, we would kind of listen back to it and it wasn't quite just like working. And I ended up completely like rubbishing the chorus and writing an entirely new one, which was tricky, and like kind of just got it in the nick of time, and it really changed the entire feeling of the song, where the previous chorus was like maybe slightly resentful or something, into something that was just a bit more fun and just like positive. And then it ended up being the last song, because we had to retrack it, that we tracked for the record, and came together quite quickly in the end, and we're, yeah, it turned out well.
But it's you.
So Just Shy of Shore is the album closer, which Ben really fought for. choosing an album, the song order for the album is quite, sometimes it feels a bit like a Sudoku. It's like certain songs have to go in certain places, and so you move them around, and then you go, oh, well, if that one's there, then that one can't go there, because that's, you've got like trying to like think about tempos and like different keys that the songs are in, and then also what things are about and whether you're doubling up in certain ways, and also the kind of journey that you want the album to go on. And like, it does feel like when you settle on it, there is eventually what feels like one right answer, like you've solved the puzzle or something. But it's not exactly like that, because then you end up with like three different ones and you're kind of trying to decide between them. But Jump Rope Gazers, I'm glad we put it at the end. There's something about it where it's a song that's cautiously optimistic, I think, and I think that's a nice place to end the record, and in a way that feels quite open rather than like a definitive ending. I think it's a song that kind of looks ahead.
Love and memory was a plague that consumed me, shifted all my priorities, things I died to keep, swept through all that I'd hoped to reap. God, I loved how it ruined me. I
That was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.